Follow the Good Shepherd, not the Thief. That's the topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals. Take God's word for it from John 10:10. This is a direct quote from Jesus Christ himself. Quote, "The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life, and have it in abundance, to the full, till it overflows." Unquote. Let me share with you a story. It's a true account, actually. Dr. Saul Davis survived the horrific Coconut Grove fire, which killed 492 people on November 28, 1942. He and his wife narrowly escaped the stampeding crowd, suffocating toxic smoke and bellowing flames. When sharing his account, Dr. Davis said something that applied far more widely than only to his own harrowing experience. He said, "My brother always said, don't follow the crowd because the crowd is usually wrong." Dr. Davis then went on to give credit to how that underlying concept helped him escape the chaotic, stampeding crowd and deadly fire. Indeed, don't follow the crowd because the crowd is usually wrong. How true. How very true. Unless it's a crowd of mature believers, which is rare, it's highly applicable. Why is that? Because it really is compatible with Scripture. The Scripture says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals." We need to be careful about the company with whom we keep. It's little wonder that our Lord compared us human beings to sheep, which act like a highly impressionable yet swiftly moving crowd. Observing sheep is akin to observing a crowd of people. If one gets scared or excited and runs, the entire group hastens to follow. Only the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, offers what we human beings need. Otherwise, like sheep, crowds of people can be stolen by a thief and killed. Take God's word to heart. I'm going to share the scripture I shared a little bit ago, but with more verses that follow. It's what Jesus said in John 10:10-15. "The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life, and have it in abundance to the full, till it overflows. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his own life for the sheep, but the hired man, who merely serves for wages, who is neither the shepherd nor the owner of the sheep, when he sees the wolf coming, deserts the flock and runs away, and the wolf snatches the sheep and scatters them. The man runs because he is a hired hand who serves only for wages and is not concerned about the safety of the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd, and I know without any doubt those who are my own, and my own know me, and have a deep personal relationship with me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my very own life, sacrificing it for the benefit of the sheep." That's a very powerful passage. How often have we observed the sheep following a thief as displayed in our own culture? How often have we seen a leader instigate a movement which is not well researched, yet well embraced? How often have we seen people be stolen by a thief that they followed? Too often, I sadly believe. Too often. The media creates a mega crowd today. Today's crowd includes the smartphone clinging, iPad viewing, YouTube watching sheep who learn something and share it without researching the topic and considering the source. How well we would do if we only checked God's manual, the Bible, for what is true. Save the innocent from the fire. Do not follow the confused crowd. Follow the shepherd and not the thief. Remember what Jesus said, quote, "The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life, and have it in abundance, to the full, till it overflows. Prayer tip of the week. When headlines feature confusing debates, check God's word, not the crowd, for what is true. Search BibleGateway.com for terms that are on your mind. Refer to Billy Graham's many Q&As about life at billygraham.org/answers. That's a wonderful resource. And if you don't know Jesus yet, feel free to visit prayingpals.org and go to the Know God page. And if right now you realize I haven't received Christ yet, I'm going to give you that opportunity. And if you're a believer who's realizing, hey, I've been hanging with the wrong crowd, or just kind of following along without checking God's word, we're going to pray and recommit. Sound good? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are you, and that we can trust you, that you are the Good Shepherd, Lord Jesus. We follow you right now. We look to you. We want to do what you want us to do. No compromise. No compromise. Lord Jesus, I pray with those who realize they've been hanging with the wrong crowd, that they've been following things that are not from you. Pray with them right now to receive you as Savior and Lord. Forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us. We repent. We are sorry for our sins. We want to do what you want us to do. We want to follow you with all our hearts. We want to love you with all our hearts, minds, souls, and strength, and love others as ourselves. Please, Lord Jesus, break through the darkness and spread your light into the hearts of those listening right now. Help them to sense your presence. And I pray with my fellow believers who already know you. I pray with them, and I pray for myself, that we would walk in love, walk in truth, that you would set a guard over our lips, and that we would speak your truth, your love, to others without compromise. Help us to just follow you without a hesitation and to keep our eyes on you. Again, we just welcome you in our hearts, Lord Jesus. Be our Savior and Lord. Rule our schedules. Rule our lives. Rescue us from evil. We pray this in your name, Jesus, and we bless your name, and we ask also for your will, your best, for each request sent to prayingpals.org. Thank you again, Lord Jesus, for being you. Thank you that you understand us and that we can rest in you now, and that's what we do. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have prayer requests, feel free to get extra prayer at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. Of course, you can always join us on Facebook as well. That's an exciting way to just keep God's word at the forefront by having pages like Praying Pals that are devoted to sharing God's word and prayer. So feel free to join us there as well. And no matter what, remember that Jesus still loves you. He still loves your family. He can work everything out for your good. In fact, he's promised that in Romans 8:28. So remember that this week, my friends. God loves you.